This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Summer is coming, and what better a time to think about getting a mommy makeover? Mommy makeovers are designed to counteract the physical effects of childbearing. Because each procedure is personalized and many makeovers combine various procedures after pregnancy for a complete transformation, each mommy makeover at Marina Plastic Surgery in beautiful Marina Del Rey, California is unique. Today we are speaking with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery in the Los Angeles area. Dr. Stevens is also the founder of the Institute, one of the first Medi Spas in the country. Dr. Grant, always a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Always good to catch up with you. So first of all, what constitutes a mommy makeover?
Well, the first thing we keep in mind is that when women have pregnancies and have children, their tummies get expanded, obviously, for the baby. So the central part of a mommy makeover would be a tummy tuck, something to get rid of the extra skin and tighten those muscles that get stretched during the pregnancy. The other part of a mommy makeover is any breast surgery. It may be simply a breast lift, or it may be a breast reduction, or it could be a lift with an implant, or it could be just simply a breast enlargement after the breastfeeding and so forth. So the key parts are tummy surgery or abdominoplasty, as well as breast surgery. And when we do them together, we refer to it as a mommy makeover.
What is the typical age and time in life that women want a mommy makeover the most, and is it safe right after birth?
Well, we've done a number of studies looking at the safety of mommy makeovers over the last 10 years. I've published 4 studies where we compared mommy makeovers with just a straight tummy tuck. And in these studies, we looked at hundreds of women. In fact, we looked over at thousands of women. And what we found is that they come in all different ages. They can be late 20s all the way up to 40s, but our average was mid-30s to low 40s for the average age for the women having it done. We found that, as I said, it was just as safe as doing just simply an abdominoplasty itself.
Now, what if the mom is planning on having more children? How do they handle that?
Well, typically we discourage women from having a mommy makeover until they've completed their family, until they've finished having all their children. Now, that doesn't mean that a woman couldn't have a normal pregnancy after having a mommy makeover. It just seems like somewhat of a waste of money and time to have a mommy makeover and then have another pregnancy and need more surgery or want more surgery. So in my practice, I encourage the woman patient to wait until after she's done having children. You also asked about the timing of the actual surgery. I typically do not do the surgery till at least a year after the last pregnancy. And actually, if I had my preference would be to wait until the child is closer to 3 years old, because obviously there's time considerations in healing. And if we do it too soon after that last child, it puts a real stress on the mom and the whole family because you have a young child that needs their attention.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, it's certainly best to research plastic surgeons. I mean, I've even heard that it's true that any licensed physician can perform plastic surgery without having any formal training in the techniques. If you could cover that a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to, because this is probably the most important part of this segment. You know, this is tough surgery, and only a trained expert should be doing this. And as a consumer, you should contact the American Board of Plastic Surgery or the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and do your homework and make sure that your surgeon is experienced, that they're board certified by the proper board, the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and not one of these fake boards, and that they're members of good standing in the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. You can go on their website and look at this. You can go on the individual surgeon's website and research them that way. And talk to your family physician, your OB-GYN doctor, your pediatrician, and your own personal internist, and make certain that the surgeon you're considering has a good reputation, a lot of experience, and has done a lot of these surgeries.
Today, we are once again with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery, located in Marina Del Rey, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Stevens, should one discuss a mommy makeover with their family? I mean, I certainly can understand telling a husband and children that they want to change their appearance could be a difficult step.
Well, I'm in favor of open communication, and when I hear that the woman hasn't talked with her husband about this, I'm very concerned, and I encourage the woman to speak to her husband at least about this, if she has a husband. I think that the woman needs to speak to someone in the family so they're aware of it, because they're going to need to assist the woman in her recovery. This is simply the woman wanting to have her pre-pregnancy body back. And to me, it's reconstructive surgery. Yes, it's aesthetic or cosmetic in nature, and it could have a little beautification to it in that sense. But she's saying, hey, I really liked my body before I was pregnant better than I like it now, and I'd like some help getting it back. This is not something she can do by losing weight or going to the gym or taking any pills or diets and so forth. One can't get rid of extra skin of the abdomen without surgery, and one can't magically pick up her breasts without surgery. So oftentimes women just say, hey, I love my kids, but I just don't like my body. I want my pre-pregnancy body back. And I encourage them to speak to their husbands about it.
Good advice there. Now, what about the timing of surgery? How long does it take to recover, and will the moms need help during recovery time?
That's a great question. Certainly the recovery time is variable, and not everybody has the same recovery time. But certainly the least amount of recovery time would be, say, a week to 10 days. But many women take a couple of weeks to recover and get back in the swing of things. But even then, they're not fully recovered. They don't have all of their energy reserves back, and they're going to need help around the house, intensive help for a first couple of weeks, but they're going to need some other assistance for up to 6 weeks, and they really get their strength back.
And lastly, can a patient fly in from another state to have this done, since it is extensive surgery?
Well, many of our patients fly in for surgery, and when one checks out our website, we have a section just called Fly In for Surgery at marinaplasticsurgery.com, and we've operated on patients from 63 different countries and from all 50 states. So many, many people fly in for this type of surgery.
Always great information, Dr. Grant. How about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information about Marina Plastic Surgery, as well as the mommy makeover procedure, as well as how they could be in touch with you online?
Well, I'd love to talk to any of them. They certainly can find me at marinaplasticsurgery.com or at amommymakeover.com. That's amommymakeover.com. I'm located in Marina Del Rey, California, which is right next to Los Angeles International Airport in the Los Angeles area.
Dr. Stevens, thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and the founder of Marina Plastic Surgery, located in Marina Del Rey, California. And the websites of reference is marinaplasticsurgery.com, as well as amommymakeover.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.